Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Every once in a while, you pick an obscure guy that you root for.
This is your guy, man.
This is my guy.
Love it. Doug's got a guy.
Doug's of the world unite over my favorite obscure PGA golfer, who right now is just 2 shots off the lead at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's right. Doug's rally around Doug's. Doug Gim. The Gimmer.
The Gimmer.
Let's go, Dougie Gim. And I remember when I was there a couple of years ago, Doug Gim was playing in this event. And
you were fired up.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. The Gimmer. Dougie Gim. So 1 under, 2 shots back. He was in the first group, 645. And I was like, should I go? I went, No. I can't get out there and make the show in time.
You need to see if my obscure golfer.
Oh, you got a favorite obscure guy?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is it Thorbjorn? Isn't Thorbjorn in this thing?
I don't know if Thorbjorn's in this, but that's not my guy.
Pretty sure Thorbjorn is, but
pretty sure my guy.
I mean, this
is
if you like obscure golfers, this is the event for you.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's still fun though. I mean, I get it that the big names bring out the crowds. And Will Zalatoris is there, and Ricky Fowler is there, and isn't Tony Finau? Tony Finau there?
I don't know if Finau's there.
I thought he was. Kim's there.
I don't think Finau is.
Okay.
Finau won it a couple of years ago, but I don't think he's there this year, which is disappointing to me because I thought for sure that he was going to be there, but I don't believe he is. Maverick McNeely's there. Charlie Hoffman's there.
So who's your guy?
My guy is Lanto Griffin.
Lando or Lanto?
Lanto.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to see if, I don't know if he's teed off yet. I'm guessing he hasn't teed off yet. I don't know why he's my guy. When it comes to, Thorbjørn Olsen tees off at 2 o'clock.
So there you go. But Lanto, huh?
Lanto's my guy.
Yeah. All right, so look. Oh,
but there's a guy named Rico Hoey.
Rico.
Who I believe is
Hoey.
I don't know where he's from. He's from Puerto Rico, maybe? No, not Puerto Rico. Where is that from?
I don't know.
It was Rico Hoey. Different flag and nationality there.
We'll have game updates all day long. All right. And by the way, right now, is Lashley still leading 3 under?
He was at 4 last time. I think
he's down to 3.
He is 4 under is Taylor Moore, the leader. Jason Duffner and Nate Lashley, among others, are 3 under.
Okay. So Ron Hall on the pick last night at number 5.
Lanto Griffin's 2 under, baby. Here we come.
So wait a sec.
Lanto!
Lanto versus the Gimmer?
That's right.
Oh, great. I got the live feed up on my computer on ESPN. So we'll have Lanto versus Gimmer all day long. That's probably a bad idea. All right, let's get to let's get to the Pistons in the draft last night.
They're 1 stroke. Are they in the same group?
It could be.
They're both through 12.
I had the T-sheet time. Dude, what are we doing? Let's do this.
What are we doing? This is Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's a perfect day out there today. Although, wow, those are some dark clouds out to the east. But it's not supposed to rain. It's perfect, like 70 degrees, perfect.
Okay. Well, I wish I had 4 days to spend out there. I want to do an entire golf tournament 4 days at some point. I prefer it be a major, although my dream is Ryder Cup on foreign soil. I want to go there and be all USA, USA. But let's get to the NBA draft last night. Pistons at 5. Look.
Same group.
Okay, I've lost him, people.
I just wanted to finish it. Put a bow on it. They are in the same group.
Okay, always ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
Is it because you care or you think the audience cares?
I thought it was because we care. And no, that's enough.
I stopped caring and you kept going.
Come on! Lanto! And a Gimmer! Also, Martin Laird.
And the rest. This is, we've lost cabin pressure already.
The Gimmer's from Arlington Heights, Illinois. I used to live in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
So you should like the Gimmer.
Yeah, but he's going against Lantow.
Where's Lantow from?
Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Crazy stuff happens there.
Yep.
And Martin Laird. He's from Glasgow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, gonna threaten everybody with a thumb.
What do you think they talk about when they're like waiting at the tee? Actually, they went off first. They don't have to wait.
No, they don't.
They're like the 6:45 tee.
The number one group.
How do you feel about being the number one, being first off in the morning? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
I absolutely hate everything leading up to it, but when the ball meets the driver on the first tee, I'm like, this is awesome. There's nobody in front.
Once you're underway, that's the greatest feeling in the world because yep. You're not waiting on anything. And then I remember the Gary Danielson trick of being the first group off, which I think is fantastic.
Gary, I love this story. Now the conditions have to be right.
Yeah. Well, usually they are with you're the first group off.
If there's dew on the greens.
Yeah.
And you know how you putt through the dew and it leads the ball, you can see where the ball was. Yeah.
So Gary used to take a ball when he was done with the hole, put it at the hole,
right on the lip,
and put it backwards, put it towards like the
70 feet away.
Yeah, put it as far away from the hole as you can. But people will walk up to the green and they'll see the trail and think, oh my God, somebody just drained a 75-foot putt.
Except they'll notice, God, somebody did it on hole two and hole three.
This guy's killing it.
This guy's got a white hot putter. He's making all these luck because you'd see the trail from 50 feet, 75 feet, 60 feet.
All right. And thus ends the discussion.
I was about to say, man, right now, Kang's
on vacation. Is there something else going on?
Yeah. Kang's on vacation. Paul's sitting in. And Paul, right now, if you were channeling your inner Kang, you'd be screaming in our ears, stop! Move on!
Why? Did something happen last night?
Yes. Pistons draft. Number 5, it's Ron Holland. Can I just say this about Ron Holland and any angst or real emotions about this?
Mm-hmm.
We knew going into this draft. We absolutely knew. Literally every pick had a yeah, but attached to it. Like, there wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, but.
Yeah, exactly. The Reed Shepard was probably the one that would have.
Yeah, but he's like
small.
6'2".
Yeah, and so. You know, and then we got scolded for even caring about height, but whatever. I mean,
yeah, but isn't Dalton Connect 23?
Yeah, and there was always a yeah, but. And Ron Holland has yeah,
but. Yeah, but he doesn't eat red meat.
The truth is, well, bravo, one of my kind. Here's the thing about this whole deal is there was not an obvious game-changing pick at 5. Like, there wasn't an obvious you have to take this player. So you're going to take a yeah, but player. That's one. But two is what happens next is what matters. That's what moves the needle. That's what impacts this coming season. Ron Holland may impact the beyond, but what impacts this coming season is what happens next when you got the most cap space in the league. Trajan Langdon said some interesting things last night that weren't really related to Ron Holland. And maybe the most interesting was, yeah, my phone is ringing. Now they have positional redundancy, so a trade could be in play where a young, valuable asset could get moved. There is, you know, it's funny because yesterday we talked about all the things that are afoot with the Red Wings, and they still are. And today, I'm fascinated with what is possibly afoot here with the Detroit Pistons, because what happens next probably impacts this coming season, and maybe the season after that, more than what happened last night. Ron Holland is a project. Yep. They drafted a theoretical player that they're going to have to. They went big. They bought into a startup instead of investing into Apple. Well, you're sure you're going to get some return on your investment, small return. They went big. They went big. And it's a risk, but there wasn't an obvious pick at 5, was there? An obvious game-changing pick at 5.
No. Because there's a yeah, but with everybody.
Yep.
So they, the Pistons went a little unconventional, taking the one asset that there is in the NBA. Everybody says you got to have shooters. You got to have 3-point shooters. And this is not his forte.
Nope.
Shooting overall, not his forte. That not only does he shoot under 30% on his 3-point attempts, he's under 30% for any jump shot he takes.
But here's the thing about that, too, is – all these stats at the collegiate level are insightful and they could be, but like, I remember, do you remember a player from Gonzaga named Dan Dickow who shot like 49% from three his entire college career, no impact on the NBA. If you have a guy that can stroke it at the NBA level that's available, if you have access to him, he's the shooter you want.
Yeah, Morrison was the same thing over at Gonzaga, right?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.